Here I am, stammering and stalling and stuttering. Feel my consciousness stung by a raw cut and then doused in a stinging medicine. I try to let out some air. I look at my blood dripping on the ground. I think I'm drowning in my own fear and shame and my filthy habits. I'm no longer able to patch together any justification, any people that I can blame, any way I can keep going on this way. I just can't figure out what I'm going to do next, dot, dot, dot. Punctuation is going to have to wait, dot, dot, dot. These sentences need to roll on and out and over this mess for a while, dot, dot, dot. For a mile or two at least, dot, dot. My hands are oppressive and they're trembling in the fear of retribution. My shadow is drinking from my vitality and my reflection still sparkles and shrinks in front of a sunrise of yet another day so much bigger than me. My knees are knocking to the rhythm of a heartbeat of my mother. It's so close to my ear, me so close to her heart. What is it that strikes me so damn white? That we somehow are cleaved apart from one another. Nails are scratching up earth, and they're tidally storing themselves between my flesh and my death. And I'm dirty now, and I'm more at ease. Cast a few seeds over a land that I once claimed and so deeply now want to share with a stranger, dot, 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 with a brother, dot, 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 with a sister, dot, dot, dot. So now I'm plunging down and quaking with the mother. I feel the thunder of my father. I'm struck by it. I'm stricken. I'm burnt and blackened by the lightning and the sizzle and the energy of creation. Shadowy imagos of some distant death and past death and new birth and old birth and never having freedom and never really understanding. It's all plunging down on top of me. We are, we will be, dot, 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 connected. We were connected in the womb. We've been wrapped by the sun in this emergent life. We cling to a memory of a primordial and ancient past, and we can feel it in kind of a whispery grasp. We were always connected. We were always one. So how is it that this species has created a heaven, dreamt up a series of hells, and made us all bit players in this awkward play of polarity and judgment and analysis and understanding and naming and blaming? Who is doing the dreaming, dash, dash, dash? Who is creating this fog of separateness, question mark, question mark, question mark? I'm breathing, I'm bleeding, I'm wrapped up in my doubt. I breathe out, and I'm falling into step with some mass hypnosis. Then I get a chance to breathe in again and ponder. And I breathe out again and I wonder. There is a spark in all of us. There is a spark in me. There is a spark in you. It's neither female nor male. It's probably both. It's probably more. There is a pulsing rhythm that pulls and dances with a continuum of all the colors and the hues. All I pray for is a time when we all yield to the beat. Dot, dot.